Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hello, and welcome to Cinema Siblings. This is Mitchell.
I'm Haley.
And we are the Cinema Siblings.
We are brother-sister duo. Talks about all the movies.
All the movies we see anyways.
In theaters.
We see a few more movies than the movies we see in theaters.
It's too many movies if we do all the movies and not just the movies in theaters.
But welcome to the last episode that we found. Technically
a lost episode. It's just one that's recorded out of sequence.
This is actually episode number 6, but it's really number 5.
I don't know what number we're on. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What movies did we see 2 weeks ago?
We saw... I had to look them up. I did not actually remember this. So we saw Lost City of Z. We saw Guardians of the Galaxy. And yeah, How to Be a Latin Lover. That. We did see that. I feel like I need to go see it again, honestly. Like, I genuinely... Obviously, we'll get into it, but I really like that movie.
It was good. Yeah. You can go see it with Brendan Saturday or something.
That would be nice, seeing as I don't think Brendan's seen it unless he saw it in Pittsburgh.
Probably not.
They seemed like they had a very tight, busy schedule up there.
And they also went to the casino instead of going to movies, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's definitely a Mannion thing, to go to the casino instead of the movies. Casino's terrible. It's all smoky and gross.
I don't know about terrible.
That's kind of terrible. It gives me anxiety. Serious anxiety. It's all smoky and it makes me anxious. And then mom's like, here, have some money to go get ice cream. And I'm like, I want to leave.
Ice cream.
I was freaking out, okay? And she's like, here, we'll go get ice cream. It's fine. You're
freaking out.
The cafeteria is not smoky. And I was like, okay. And we got ice cream. And I'm like, is it time to leave now? And she's like, okay, sure. And I was like, thank God.
You're ridiculous.
I hate casinos.
I'm having the table.
Sorry, your table's slippery. Push more weight onto it. I'm trying not to.
Don't lean on the table.
I want to lean on the table. It's comfortable for me, Mitchell. I'm sorry.
Any movie news?
Actually, yes.
I don't have any.
I do have movie news. What's his name? Zac Efron has been cast, or is like the top person. Yes, as Ted Bundy, which I find interesting.
Ted Bundy, handsome and charismatic?
Yeah, actually. Well, I mean, back in like the 70s, handsome and charismatic, but his whole thing, you know who Ted Bundy is, right?
I have a vague recollection.
Okay, well, he essentially used his charm to murder chicks in colleges. And that was his whole big thing. He went around in bars being like, oh, I have a broken leg or a broken arm. Can you help me carry this thing to my car or pick up my books? And then they're like, yeah, sure. And then he's just like, muahahaha, and then takes them and kills them because he had serious girlfriend/mom issues. I'm pretty sure he's the serial killer whose mom had him illegitimately and then gave him to his grandparents and left, so he actually thought his grandparents were his parents and he didn't actually know who his mom was till later. I don't know. Serial killer's got a lot of fucking backstory to him, but I'm pretty sure that's Ted Bundy. He's the one who came, they caught him in Tallahassee because his last hurrah was murdering all the sorority girls in Tallahassee, and then that's where they caught him.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's him.
Welcome to Serial Killer Siblings.
I don't think that's a good title because people might think we're serial killers. We're the serial. I don't know if there's ever been a serial killer sibling duo. I'm sure there has. I know there's married couples all the time and actual families, but not like, hey, bro, or double, I don't know. Anyway, Zac Efron has been cast to be Ted Bundy, which will be an interesting choice to see.
Whatevs.
I mean, 90% of his movies that he's done in the past couple of years have just been goofy college comedy, which I love, obviously, but...
Why are you so loud?
Is it too much? Do I have to back off?
It's on mine, not yours.
Oh, I'm sorry. That'd be very interesting to see how he plays that role.
I don't understand how your voice carries so goddamn much.
Oh no, Mitchell. You gotta speak up. Gotta take vocal lessons, I don't know.
I need isolation booths.
I don't mean to. This is just my normal talking voice. I'm a very excitable, loud person, apparently. I'm not that loud, I'm just loud on computers.
Either that or these mics are super dumb.
Sensitive?
Whatever. You call it sensitive, I call it dumb. We need new mics.
I'm not paying for fucking new mics. You can buy the mics next time.
$100, Haley.
$100 for what?
Should have gotten the good ones first.
No! These are perfectly good!
You look at me like that for?
Because you're not appreciative of Haley buying microphones so we can do a podcast.
I didn't say, fuck you, Haley. I said we should get better mics.
Oh my god. Well, when we get money. Anyway, not beyond that. Whatever, Mitchell. I think that's the only movie news I have.
I don't think I really saw anything interesting.
So, that's that. Oh no, so we saw Guardians of the Galaxy, How to Be a Latin Lover, and Lost City of Z, right? Those are the only ones?
I think so.
We didn't see anything on Tuesday, right?
No,
because Brendan was in town.
Yes.
Yeah, because he came in on Monday. Yes, okay. Got the schedule planned out in the head. I know what's happening. Guardians of the Galaxy. Thought it was good. It was fun. I thought it was almost too much fun.
Almost too much fun.
Like, in the fact that they didn't take themselves as seriously as they should have. It was fun, but it was too fun.
It took away from the grabby top.
No, it totally did. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it was too much fun.
You sound like you enjoyed it more, though.
I thoroughly enjoyed this movie, yes. I think they could have done a better job because there was too much jokes. Marvel needs to fucking cut away from the jokes. Have you noticed that? Doctor Strange's jokes, I hated every single one of them. They were terrible. I can get on a rant about Marvel and their stupid jokes. I don't care. Mitchell, I will go off on Marvel movies. It's so bad. Like, as soon as they were like, we're gonna get Joss Whedon in here, we're gonna need his brand of humor for everything. Fuck you! It's terrible! Oh, it drives me nuts! It drives me so crazy! There's no reason to put all these dumbass little jokes in constantly. Especially with Doctor Strange, that's like not a really funny character, is it? He's not all jokey. He's not making weird. Oh, it was so dumb. But Guardians of the Galaxy, I can understand jokes because it's Guardians of the Galaxy. They're all funny. It's good. But there was too many. They could have cut out at least 4 of them, and they still would have been fine.
Yes.
Give me something.
Like what?
I don't know.
You say everything.
What else? What else, Mitchell? What do you have thoughts on? This podcast doesn't work if it's not a conversation.
It was so far away. It was so long ago.
You gotta think about it.
Mitchell's feeling lethargic.
Mitchell needs to go to bed, apparently.
Yeah.
He's a sleepy boy.
A little bit. obviously. Well, now Mitchell's gonna spoilers.
No, spoilers. Go for it.
The ending.
Which ending?
Where they were like...
At the actual end of the movie? Not the 5 fucking things?
Where everyone was like, oh, Quill, we're a family. And then they have...
Seriously.
Him and Rocket flying through clouds.
Yes. I think that was one of the best jokes in the movie. See, that's solid. It's like serious.
I don't know if it was really a joke.
It was totally... You don't just have... Raccoon and man flying through the clouds and not have it be a joke.
To show how good their friendship was.
I understand that, but it's still hilarious.
I thought it was more touching than hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious. Everyone else's was very touching. Obviously, this is touching as well, but it's the funniest out of all of them.
Probably.
Yeah. But that movie, it goes along the same lines as, what's it called? What did we just see? The other family movie? Fast and Furious! It's like the whole concept is family, and I loved Guardians of the Galaxy and the concept of family. It made me very happy.
I don't know if it's quite the same.
It's not exactly the same, but I love the fact that they're all just bros. And then at the very end of the movie with the funeral, it made me tear up.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a solid way to end that movie.
I saw a shirt the other day with Yondu. It was like, I'm Mary Poppins.
Yo. I've seen that. It was perfect. See, that's a good joke too. It's all those beginning jokes at the like earlier part of the movie, not as good. But that was a funny.
Or the unnecessary Pac-Man and the
fire. Yes, battle. That was dumb. That was so dumb. And it's like that was unnecessary. It was. I am very glad that they had more spoilers, obviously, for this movie. But I am so glad that they didn't prolong the fact that he was, like, being sort of controlled by his dad. That as soon as he was like, oh, I gave your mom a fucking brain tumor, he's like, what the fuck? You killed my mom.
Well, yeah, no shit.
No, I know, but they could have been like, well, he's being completely controlled by him. There's they could have. I know.
When his defining character is his love for his mom, Haley. There's no way in hell that could ever happen.
I'm just glad that they didn't do that.
In no world.
It made me so happy that immediately he was like, fuck you, I'm gonna fuck you up now because you killed my mom.
So now he doesn't have superpowers anymore.
That's fine. He's like, oh, I'm not immortal, but I totally killed the dude who killed my mom.
Obviously, but can he, like, take things out of the air and shit anymore?
I'm gonna say no.
He's just like a super strong dude, I guess. Or mildly stronger than the average human.
Possible. I don't know, they didn't really specify. I know he got his magic blue zappy lightning powers.
Go on Marvel.com and look up his stats.
His stats, see where he ranks in the list of Marvel characters.
See what his strength meter is at.
His intelligence, not too much, but his strength is good.
I don't even know. And speed.
Speed.
But yeah, it's a pretty great cast for that movie.
It was very good. It was a good cast. It was a good movie. It was so much better than, what was the last one? The Doctor Strange. I think this coming year of Marvel movies looks good.
Well, I'm sure Doctor Strange 2 will be better.
Fucking, I don't want any of that, honestly. Why do they need, I don't need any of that in my life.
And he's gonna return at some point.
I know, because he has to fight Mordo.
Oh yeah, they did kind of set up an actual Doctor Strange 2. I forgot about
that. Yes. You forgot about that? About the guy becoming a villain because he needs to take away everyone's magic because apparently they abuse it too much. So dumb. It's so dumb, Mitchell. But I'm, like, this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, was good. Spider-Man Homecoming looks pretty solid.
I want them to do a Spider-Man with, what's his name? Starts with an M. It's like a vampire guy.
I have no idea. A vampire guy that starts with an M?
Yeah.
His actual character?
Yeah.
It's a character, not an actor?
No. Why would there be a vampire actor? That makes no sense.
No, I'm thinking, like, you thought that there's an actor who played a vampire at some point.
There's a Spider-Man villain who's, like, a vampire. I think there's a Spider-Man villain who is an actual vampire, and then a Spider-Man villain who is more quasi-vampire and just sucks all the life energy out of...
people?
I think it's mostly spider people.
That's a bad diet. There's only so many spider people. Do you just die and, like, starve?
Animal power people, maybe.
Okay. But I know there's the hunter dude.
He's, like, immortal. And real badass.
No, there's Mysterio.
And he kills Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man goes into, like, spider cocoon and metamorphosizes and gets his stingers and real cool is... ups his spider senses and stuff.
He's got stingers?
Yeah.
Like, stingers?
Oh, they come out of his wrist, like Wolverine, kind of.
So he's got weird spider fangs out of his wrist?
Yeah.
What universe is this?
The regular universe?
Is it really?
Real badass.
What the fuck?
It's probably one of my favorite Spider-Man stories.
I did not know any of this.
I never read the Spider-Island or... the Spider-Verse, which I was kind of disappointed in.
Spider people are there.
There's like a million spider people.
Apparently. Hey, how many people?
You didn't see the Spider-Verse?
I've seen the cartoon.
No, not the cartoon. Like the comic event Spider-Verse.
I don't think so.
Where like all the Spider-Men ever come and they have to do some, like, crazy spider shit.
Across different universes, but in like normal universe. How many spider people? Like, how many people get bit by radioactive spiders in a week?
I mean, do you want to know how many people have spider in their name? Or... because there's like three spider women / spider girls.
This is getting just as confusing as Batman at this point. Spider-Man, confusing as Batman.
However many clones of Spider-Man there are.
What above? It's so...
they love cloning Spider-Man
apparently.
For some reason.
So, does
Spider-Man and Wolverine are,
I was
probably
just
the
about
two
to say,
most cloned
who,
people
who has
in the Marvel
more
universe.
Clones, Wolverine or Spider-Man?
Probably Spider-Man.
Damn!
Because Spider-Man has gone through, like, some version of the clone saga, like,
Jesus
two or three
Christ.
Times.
He's like, what the fuck, guys? It's just, like, at this point, just give his DNA away. Like, just take it. I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to go take a nap. That's so many spiders!
There's a lot of spider people.
That's ridiculous. At least Wolverine, like, all of his clones just become his children. Like, he's like, God damn it, not again. Gotta take this one under my wing now and have him not murder everyone.
Except for his real son, who just murders everyone.
That's Draco, yeah. Something? He's
Daken.
Daken? Is that what it is?
That's what I said.
Daken? Yes. That's a dumb name. You got fucking Wolverine and then Daken. Here's my son Daken. Sounds like bacon. That's a terrible name. Who names their fucking clone a Wolverine?
Well, it was actually his kid that they ripped out of his pregnant wife in Japan.
Oh, okay.
This is his actual son.
Okay.
Who has two claws on top and then one claw on the bottom of his wrist.
So it's like finger claw?
Yeah.
That feels uncomfortable and weird.
Probably.
Probably out of the vein too, bleh.
I mean,
blah, blah, blah.
Any claws coming That's at you would probably be uncomfortable.
So wait, so are his claws metal?
Maybe.
Does he come out of the womb with metal claws?
Cause, no.
Okay, they did the experiment and was like, metal claws.
I haven't read Dark Wolverine.
Okay. So. too many questions. We're so off topic.
Yep.
Crazy Wolverine. Anyway.
Welcome to Comics, siblings.
Where we talk about all the comics all the time that we have not yet read, but we just know about.
Mostly.
Because comics are dumb and confusing and expensive.
Yet Haley keeps buying them.
I know. It's so bad. I hold out hope way too much. Even though they're turning Dick Grayson into a fascist. I kept saying, at least DC is not turning everyone into Nazis.
They said it worked for Marvel.
It's not working for Marvel, though. You know what's really good? Turning this character into a Nazi. And it's stupid, because they're like, he's gonna go and kill all the Metas. Bitch, he's named after Superman, and he's almost married fucking Starfire. Both Metas. Like, he is the character who loves the fucking superhumans. Like, are you shitting me right now, DC? Dumb as fuck. Y'all stupid.
Okay.
Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy was very good, guys. You should all go see it. And then stay till the very end. I don't understand how people don't realize in Marvel movies yet to just stay until the lights come on and the fucking projector stops rolling. Like, why can they not get this through their head? It's been like 10 years already.
I'd rather stay 10 minutes more just in case.
Seriously. Like, there was 5 after credits scenes, and I'm pretty sure, maybe a fourth of our theater was there the entire time?
They had to get to their cars so they could get home.
It's so dumb. Like, I understand if you're like, oh shit, I need to use the bathroom real fast. But come back. But nobody gets that. I don't understand. They're like, oh, we don't care about this stuff that much. Like, it's setting up most of the universe 90% of the time. Come on, people. Get it right. Stay for the fucking sting.
Stay for the sting.
Okay. So, Lost City of Z, or Zed, depending on who you ask, I guess. Or how British are you? That depends on how you pronounce it. That's what it is.
I think it's more like how United Kingdom are you.
How United Kingdom are you. I guess that's true, yes.
How part of the Great British Empire were you?
I was thoroughly surprised by that one.
You were surprised?
I was surprised. I didn't really know too much going into it, but it was much better than I expected. Like, I always enjoy Charlie Hunnam whenever I watch him, so I was like, obviously this should be okay.
Hopefully King Arthur does not stop him from being in movies anymore. Because apparently people are not liking it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, why?
I don't know.
Because it's so long? Or
it did not do very well at the box office this weekend.
Oh, I did not notice that. Maybe, wasn't it supposed to come out, like, earlier or something? I feel like it has. I feel like I've seen previews for this movie for, like, 8 months at this point.
We've seen previews for Pirates of the Caribbean for like 8 months.
I know, but I feel like this movie should have come out in like January or something.
About King Arthur?
Like. Yes! That's what I feel like. I feel like this movie should have come out sooner, mentally. That's what I'm just picturing. It's like The Wall, where they're like, it's gonna be out in March, and then it's fucking May.
Whatever.
Anyway. Gotta edit out all those anyways, Mitchell.
I hate you.
I'm gonna make this so difficult.
I'm just gonna put out all the podcasts up unedited. Fuck it.
Don't do that. You'll sound like dummies.
You'll sound like a dummy.
No, I can't. Don't be mean.
Anyway. Like.
I don't say like that much, do I?
You kind of do.
I just go and I ramble and I don't know what I'm saying until it's out of my mouth. I'm really good at speaking whenever I have time to, like, plan on it. I was really good in school.
This is why you're bad at improv.
No, I'm not saying I'm good at improv in the slightest. I would know I would be terrible at that shit. You can't throw something at me and my brain works like that. I'm like, nope. I just like to listen.
But yeah, Lost City of Z was good.
It was. I don't know what else to say about it.
It had Spider-Man and it had King Arthur.
It did. And I did not know up until that movie, and then when I saw an interview with him after, that Tom Holland, who's Spider-Man / King Arthur's son, was from England.
How do you think they got their powers, Haley?
What powers?
They got King Arthur and Spider-Man. Oh. Went on a jungle vision quest and came back with King Arthur powers and Spider-Man powers.
I see. And then they go off. They become immortal. And they go off into the world.
Well, no. King Arthur travels back in time.
Oh, that's... Okay. And then Spider-Man's also immortal. He just stays a 16-year-old child forever.
I don't know if he's 16.
16.
And then... Well, I guess he de-ages then, because I'm pretty sure he was, like, no, I guess old-timey times. He was probably 16.
Yeah, they don't, like, oh, this 16-year-old's too young to go on these trips.
He tried to grow a wispy mustache.
Yes, that was not a good look. As soon as you turn, like, 12 in old-timey times, you're an adult, Mitchell.
What I loved about what the...
Try that again.
What I loved about not World War Z, which was what I was going to say.
It was a totally different movie.
But Lost City of Z, or Zed, was the whole, was his traveling companions.
Yes, his two that were just so
his two buds.
I really enjoyed them and how they developed. In. I was really concerned that the new guy that he got after going to the village when he was puking up that black blood stuff, he was going to die.
I wanted him to die.
Why? He was one of his traveling buds.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the douchebag.
No, not the fat guy who's like, I traveled to the North Pole. This is the same. No. It was the guy who came on the second guy that they met at the village. And I was real concerned because that first trip, he wasn't doing so hot. And then he survived.
I don't think anyone was doing that hot.
Then they got the boar and they were like, yay, food.
Pretty much.
Everyone's solid after that.
What was the guy's name? Mr. What?
I don't know. I can't remember. It was like 3 weeks ago at this point, Mitchell.
He survives everything. If anything, he's the one who's immortal.
He survives. Oh, the fat guy?
No.
Which one?
The guy he meets on the train.
Oh, okay, with the glasses.
Yes.
He was like, I can't go do this final one. I got a family now, dude.
He survives the Great War. He survives two trips to the jungle.
Yeah. I mean, they all did pretty good. That's right, because their second friend didn't make it.
Yeah, he didn't make it through the Great War.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The big one, guys.
The war to end all wars, except we had another war just like it, even worse afterwards.
And then we'll probably have another one fairly soon.
Ooh, we're on that apocalypse timeline, Mitchell. I don't like it. It's looking bad. It's looking real bad. How do we get off? I don't like this train anymore.
But I really liked, like, his loyalty and shit to
his men. Yes. I was slightly concerned that at some point he was gonna, like, lose his mind. Like, from the trailers, it seemed like he was gonna freaking lose it and, like, get everyone killed somehow or something like that. Or people
On his quest.
Yeah.
To get to the city.
Or he was gonna be a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for, like, dishonored? Than I thought he was going to be.
You mean disgrace?
Yes, disgrace.
Like, you didn't find it.
Yes, exactly. And then he was going to go crazy because of that, but it was nothing like that.
We're stripping you of your medal. And...
Yeah, the one medal you got, and then whatever family name you built up for yourself, because apparently your dad's a drunk, and that strips you of all credibility. But I really liked the fact that he was like, no, I just sort of really like the jungle. Like, this is good. I really like this. And I like the natives. It's all chill.
And that was kind of messed up when he woke up after being, like, mustard gassed. He was like, oh, I was dreaming about the jungle to his family.
Yeah, like, and he's blind. And it's like, are you serious? Like, you thought you were dying and you dreamed about the jungle and not us? His wife was loyal as shit.
For real.
She went through so... She just was like, yo, as long as we see each other as equals, it's fine. You can do whatever you want. Just come back to me. I'm not going to cheat on you or nothing like that. We're going to have a butt ton of children because every time you come, you just...
butt ton.
It was three.
It was three.
Every time he came back, another one popped in there.
And Spider-Man got mad because he never saw his dad.
Ugh, angsty teenagers, man.
And then Spider-Man's brother was like, will I see you again, Papa?
You have to be the man of the house. And then he didn't come back. Except he brought back the watch, so he's still alive.
The compass, Haley.
It was a compass, but he was still alive. Oh no, it was 3 weeks ago, Mitchell. I can't remember what circular object that it was brought back from the Amazon.
Bad memory, Haley.
Bad memory, Haley? Mitchell can't remember the movies we watched that week.
Those aren't important.
What do you mean they're not important?
I can't remember the major item in the movie plot. Also, this isn't really spoilers because this is based off history.
And a book. You can go read a book. It's based after a book that was written about history. I think that was one of the things I found slightly surprising. Was it a real-life story? I did not think it was a real-life thing that happened. I thought it was just some fiction book someone wrote and turned into a movie.
Are you sure in the trailer it was, like, based off a true story?
I don't remember seeing that in the trailer in the slightest. I remember seeing it on a bookshelf whenever you go to Barnes & Noble, and it's like, Lost City of Z. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a popular book.
I think I might have thought that Lost City of Z was, like, Lost City of Zombies for a little bit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I did not think that. I thought it was...
because World War Z.
Yeah, so everything with a Z in it becomes zombies.
Yeah. We have to find it. The Lost City of Zombies.
That seems like a terrible thing to find.
I don't think that's anything that's, you would
that's
find.
Something where you're like, no, you want to lock it up and ignore it until it becomes an issue.
Haley, their culture and technology
is so far ahead of ours. There's no way that a fucking culture of zombies is going around being like, look at this amazing plane that we built or something. They're all trying to eat each other's brains, and there's no brains. They die.
Carving of brains.
Just, oh, I found all these carvings. Look at these carvings. They're all just brains.
They're real smart, Haley. They value brains above all else.
On the trees, it's just crude brains spelled out in wood.
They're a city of learned people. Valuing brains and knowledge above all else.
That would be good if he was like, yes, obviously all these texts and things that I found are only talking about brains. I must find this super civilized place. And then he finds it, and it's just fucking zombies. And then the zombie apocalypse happens because he opened the gate to the zombie land, and then all the zombies rush out.
He opens the gate to zombie land?
Yes.
Is Woody Harrelson there?
Yes, and they have to go to a theme park, and... But then they have the zombie apocalypse because he opens up the gates and zombies now have access to the brains they so desperately crave. And now World War
Z happens. I don't know if they're going to find World War Z brains in the middle of the jungle besides his.
They have all those natives. They can eat the native brains and then move on. Zombie swarm moves into everything.
I don't
think
they're going to make it out of the jungle.
I don't know, Mitchell.
The best place to be in a zombie apocalypse is somewhere real cold.
Is it?
Yeah, because they freeze.
Zombies freeze? Because they're not warm-blooded? Or
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Zombies are a real thing that you need to worry about.
I mean, who knows, man? At this point in time, anything could fucking happen, and I would be like, yeah, sure.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
You know what's the worst place, the zombie apocalypse? Fucking Florida. We're shit out of luck for everything, Mitchell.
Can get on a boat.
And go where?
Not Florida. Find somewhere and get away from them.
Like, unless they start up in, like, the freaking Northeast or something, and we can make a barricade across all of Florida, and then just shoot all the zombies that come and be a nice little peninsula. And then we just got oranges and gators.
I don't think we want to be a peninsula.
Of zombies? Of keeping zombies out?
I'm pretty sure a peninsula connects two lands. We wouldn't be a peninsula.
We're a peninsula. Florida's a peninsula. We are a peninsula, Mitchell.
I don't think so.
I think you're crazy.
Fact checked us. And
Florida.
Tell us what a peninsula is. That's Sima Siblings on Twitter.
It's connected to one. It's not like a strip. It's like surrounded on all sides except one by water.
Whatever.
That's a peninsula. The whatever.
I don't care. I don't care enough. But if you do, email us or tweet at us on Twitter.
Oh, so bad. Okay, and then the third movie that we saw was Latin Lover, How to Be a Latin Lover.
Yes.
Yes.
That was surprisingly good.
It was surprisingly good.
I didn't think it was going to be...
I thought it was...
That was going to be dumb.
Like, the stupid comedy in the very beginning, that's what I expected throughout the entire movie.
Like what?
At the very, very beginning where they're like, oh, our papa came home.
Where he just drives through their house.
Yes. And then explodes. Like, yeah, that's what I was expecting in the entire movie.
They're just laying in the back of the car.
Yeah, like oh, darn, dad just exploded and our house is destroyed. This is fine. I mean, I liked it because it was a good start, but if it was constant through the entire movie, it would not have been great.
Very true.
Yeah.
Now we know that, what's her name, Sophia?
Not Sophia Vergara, yeah. Because that's who you're thinking of.
Who am I thinking of?
This is, oh my god, it's not Penelope Cruz.
No.
No. What's her name?
Pretty sure she is not hot. At least not in my opinion.
Hold on. Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking hot as shit.
No matter what, Salma Hayek is hot.
Like, go see this movie because, like, goddamn. Like, that, just the outfits that they put her in were so good. First of all, they were just fun and, like, colorful and I really liked that. But they did such a good job being, like, figure, just get that in there. And I was like, holy shit. Like, obviously she's hot, but damn, that movie did a good job with that wardrobe.
Hot mom.
Hot mom. Hashtag hot mom. That sounds creepy coming out of my mouth. I don't like it. I'm gonna take it back. I don't like it.
It was starting a hashtag.
No, mom. I don't like it. I'm gonna take it back. X it out. No, no, backspace that shit.
Everyone, tweet at us.
Delete.
Hashtag hot
fucking
mom.
Fucking delete. That's weird. No, I don't need that. I don't need people being like all the hot moms in the movie or something like
that. The 50 people who listen to us. Let's get that going, guys.
No, don't do these things. That'd be, no.
Tweet at us.
No.
At Cinema Siblings.
Can we have hot dads instead?
Hashtag hot moms.
Hot dads. I mean, I guess both. But that, no, I don't like either of them. Take them away. Freak me out. Anyway,
it was real good.
Uh-huh. The kid in it, the little kid was so cute.
I feel like it was what Snatched could have been if they had written it better.
And had a better cast? A
little bit, yeah. Because Snatched, all you really wanted to see was the side characters. But in How to Be a Latin Lover, you like the side characters as well as the main characters.
Yeah, and they did a good job of highlighting enough of the side characters where you didn't feel like any of them were really left out.
Uh-huh.
And they were well written enough that you were like, this is hilarious.
What was it? Rob Hubel and Rob Riggle, I think.
There was a lot of Robs in this movie. I think there's like four of them.
Pretty sure Rob Hubel is the... Rob Hubel is Rob... Oh, too many Robs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think. Rob Overload.
Rob Overload.
I'm pretty sure I thought Rob Hubel was the one who did the voice of Hefty Smurf.
Oh, okay.
I thought he, like, just put on a gruff voice and was doing Hefty Smurf. But it was Joe Manganiello instead.
Yeah, but that was not what I was expecting. But yeah, everyone was good. I love
that. Don't unwrap your vehicle lately.
Do people, like, that's the thing that happens, like, people are like, here's $1,000, wrap your vehicle for, what, a month or something?
But yeah, people do pay for that.
That's kind of crazy to me.
It's advertising.
I know, but that's still crazy. Also, what is that? Is that just plastic that goes over your car? It's
vinyl.
Vinyl? Okay, I've never...
Vinyl wrap is.
Never, no, I've never really, like, thought about it. It's weird to me. I'm just saying.
Should have vinyl wrapped their tiny bike.
That would have been awesome. I would have liked that. Oh, and then he buys an extra tiny bike. Like, what the fuck?
A toy bike.
Toy bike. There's a... And then the extra toy bike.
Oh, there was Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
I'm pretty sure that was Rob Hubel.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Riggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I think the main character was also Rob, right?
No.
There was four Robs. I'm not crazy.
Rob... Not Rob Schneider.
Oh, Cordry.
Yes, Rob Cordry.
Yes.
He always plays assholes.
Uh-huh. But he plays such a good asshole. It sucks because it's, like, typecasting, but I also love him in all the roles. Like, I mean, Hot Tub Time Machine, I hated him. I hated him with a deep, dark passion.
Violator?
Yeah. I'm trying really hard to not, like... put his character in that movie onto him sometimes, because I hated his character so much and how terrible he was to everyone all the time. He was shitty.
I don't know if he was an asshole or not when he was on The Daily Show, but he probably was.
I can see that. I don't think I've ever seen him on The Daily Show. He's one of the older guys, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the movie that we saw 3 weeks ago. It's not...
And the main character learns basically nothing at the end of the movie.
For real! Like, nothing! Besides the fact that, oh darn, I have to have sex more, like...
No, I think it was, I love my family, but then he...
I also love money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Essentially. He's like, I don't want to give up either of these things, so let's try and compromise.
I don't have to work.
I will say... Fucking the best, like, they had the stupid comedy at the beginning, but the fucking arm jokes in that movie, it was so well done, I think.
Was it more than just the lady having no arms?
No, I know, that's the only thing, but they did it, like, a couple times, and it was just funny every time. It was so bad.
I lost my arm in a train accident.
Yes, and mountain climbing and stuff. I'm like, oh, shit. Just pops off. It's terrible, but it's kind of hilarious.
And also, she would not be able to move her
arms.
No,
that's
like
the thing.
Like,
literally, people were like, she was just holding things and like opening doors still. And I'm like, I don't think that's how a plastic arm
lady
works.
Yeah. You haven't gotten to robot prosthetics yet.
No, it didn't. I mean, they popped right off, so I don't think she had robot prosthetics.
Yeah, they were not connected.
They
very
were
well.
Just plastic arms. Yeah.
And then like. He wrote that little girl a real creepy note at the end.
Yeah, it was a little strange. It was very long, too. I was like, this seems unnecessary.
Like, goddamn, you said you loved her?
I know. Like, I don't know. Did he use the word love?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I thought he used something not love.
Like, 8-year-olds saying that they love each other. That's a little much, guy.
Just go and look at space through your telescope. That's all you need to do at 8 years old. And run around your giant-ass rich backyard. It's fine.
Well, that's what happened.
No, I know that, but it doesn't need to be like, oh, I love... I don't know. I can't remember what they... I don't think he said love in that note.
I'm positive he did.
Okay.
So I was like, damn, go in love real quick. And this chick seems super chill with it.
Don't they have the same watch, Mitchell? It's fine.
Planet Watch. Nerd.
I love that little boy. I love his cute little curly hair and his cute little glasses. I wanted to smush his face. He was so adorable. I really liked him. I like that actor. It was so cute. I would love to see him in a little tuxedo going to, like, premiere that movie. It would be adorable.
All them child actors are doing real good.
They are. The next age of child actors coming up hot, man.
Hopefully they don't get all cooked out.
No, I want to say that was, like, an 80s, 90s thing a lot of the time. I feel like a lot of the ones these ages seemed, like, pretty good.
Hopefully.
Obviously, they're still very young and malleable, so who knows what'll happen.
You don't know what their parents are like.
No, that's true. Yes, that's very true.
Could have shitty parents.
Yeah.
Who are trying to live vicariously through their children. Mm-hmm.
Or take all their money, or whatever it might be. Don't be a shitty parent, guys.
Or at least don't do it blatantly.
Purposefully, yes. Sometimes you just become a shitty parent, and you don't really mean to. You just don't know some things.
The Dunning-Kruger effect of parenting. You think you're doing awesome, but you're doing real shitty.
Oh, that's so sad.
And that's all we got.
I know. This is a bad thing. We can't do, like, 3 weeks in between doing podcasts and having watched the movies.
It was like 2 weeks.
It was too long, because my brain has turned to mush, and I can't think about these movies. We got too many other movies cycling in too fast. I can only think about them and process things for a week, Mitchell.
I gotta see, like, 5 movies this week. And... maybe 4 movies next week, and then we'll be caught up.
You said that literally, like, last week, too.
Yeah, well, we didn't see any extra movies last week.
We still saw 3. 3 movies is so many compared to everyone else, Mitchell.
I don't know.
People go to the movies, like, maybe once a month.
Hurry up and get movie pass, Haley.
I know, I have to do that.
If you want to go see all the movies like us, you should get movie pass.
I don't want to say anything, because I don't use it yet. I mean, you get it's what, $40 a month for unlimited movies. You get to see 1 movie a day.
I think the price may vary.
No. Well, it does vary. You can get, because obviously I looked it up because I need to do this, and it's like...
No, I mean, like, depending on where you live. Like, I'm pretty sure
really?
It's more expensive in New York.
Oh, that makes sense, because their movies up there are more expensive. In Florida, it's $40.
But also, if you want to get 40% off your first month, you can go to our website.
Click on the link and then subscribe to it. It's a pretty good thing, even... No, I won't.
There's some issues sometimes, but overall...
Overall.
If you want to go see all the movies, it's the best way.
When you're spending upwards of $120 a month on movies...
When you could be spending
40. It's a pretty good deal. Even if it comes with a little bit of headaches.
So if you like movies and want to go to the movie theater more, look into MoviePass.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
And if you feel like supporting us, subscribe through the link on our website. Scroll to the bottom of the page and it's there.
And leave comments and email us. We got what, on YouTube? You can, no, not YouTube. Shit, what is it? It's iTunes, that one. You can go and comment on that one, right, Vigil?
You mean rate and review?
Yes, rate and review. Want, sure, those words work.
Subscribe everywhere you can get podcasts.
Yeah.
Just subscribe multiple times.
Everywhere. Get them numbers up.
I guess.
I know, whatever. We're doing this for fun. For shits and giggles.
Mostly.
Mostly. But for real, guys. But for real.
Let us know you're listening. Besides our grandma.
Yeah. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
And, like, I don't know, like, Brendan's friends.
Brendan's friends.
Apparently.
I don't think Brendan has 100 friends.
No, that's true.
So there's gotta be...
At least
a couple other people out there.
I hope so. Hi, guys. So,
share with other friends. And if you want to talk to us, I mean, really about anything, we can answer your questions.
Give life advice on a movie podcast?
Yeah.
It's all of our movie knowledge to get help with your relationship advice or something. I don't know.
I don't think we're going to do that.
I think we'd be great at it.
But if you want to have some kind of fan...
Like what? Fan conversation?
Yes.
About what? Movies or us?
Yeah. Movies or us.
We're fantastic, obviously.
If you're at all interested, email us or tweet at us. @CinemaSiblings and thesiblings@cinemasiblings.com.
That's so many siblings.
There's only three of us.
That's so many siblings. Anyway, okay. Important question. What'd you learn at the movies?
Two weeks ago. That as long as you don't care about having sex with old ladies, you can be a millionaire, yes! Basically.
Apparently. You can get all the cars. You can have as many hoverboards as you want.
Until your old lady finds Michael Cera and starts banging him.
Oh, God. That's...
Which, I don't know why you would want to bang Michael Cera.
He seems very skinny and greasy.
I mean, in that movie.
And pale.
Especially.
So pale. I feel like he'd just be smooth all over and pale.
Maybe the lady's really into 15-year-old boys.
No! With a weird, ungrown mustaches, probably. I feel like he can't grow mustaches or facial hair.
Like you said, hairless.
Except Michael Cera. I'm sorry. You're a funny dude, not attractive.
And then also, if you go into the jungle and find the natives, they'll take you on a trip that'll make you want to stay there.
Yes.
Either that or off camera, they'll make you spill all your secrets and tell you what you have to send back to signify that you found the lost city and then murder you.
That complicated, Mitchell.
Yep.
That's what's happening.
That's what happened. What did you learn, Haley?
I learned that the Lost City of Z was based on historical facts, apparently, which I did not realize, that you can just go and get your car wrapped. I still don't understand. Like, how long does that take? Because he was in and out in a second. Do they just have that shit made, like, boom, boom, boom?
I mean, I'm sure they have to map it out.
Right on your car? Right? I've learned a little bit more about car wrapping, apparently, than I did last 2 weeks ago.
And that's WARP, not RAP. Not rapping about cars.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about, Mitchell? What are you saying? And then...
WRAP.
I learned that Vin Diesel only does movies about family.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did do Groot.
Yep.
Baby Groot was pretty cute.
Baby Groot was very cute. I was...
I've heard complaints that there was too much Baby Groot.
No, see, but because when Groot became popular in the first one, I was like, roll my eyes. But this one, I was like, no, I enjoy it. I think there's plenty of Baby Groot. I enjoy this this aspect. I want to see in Guardians of the Galaxy 3 or Universe Wars, whatever it's called.
More teenage
goo? I want teenage goo. I want angsty teenage goo. He doesn't want to fight because he's like, no, I'm too cool for this. And he's like, ah.
Those of you not here, Haley just like flipped her hair back.
Non-existent
hair.
I would be so funny. Like, he has, like, vines. Can he be an emo teenager and, like, grow vines in his face and be like, I'm too cool for this?
Do you basically want emo Peter Parker except for Groot?
No! No, I don't. Emo Peter Parker was a terrible... No. No, no, no. I just want, like, mopey Groot who doesn't want to clean his room and has branch hair. I don't want creepy Peter Parker who dresses in all black and does weird hip thrusts. He was freaking me out. That movie needs to burn. That third fucking Spider-Man is the worst.
Haley's Spider-Man rant.
And that movie, I was so disappointed, Mitchell. We went to a premiere of that for school. That was a class trip for Spider-Man 3, and I was so excited because it was Spider-Man. And then I was like, this sucked part of my soul out of my eyes. Like, it was horrible. I couldn't. We went to the good theater. We went to the Cinemark premiere, Mitchell.
Did you get food?
I think so, actually. I think they gave us, like, sandwiches and stuff. And then we had to sit through fucking Spider-Man hip thrusting in front of your goddamn face.
It was probably the movie co back when.
Yes, yeah, when it was movie co still. But it was awful. It was a terrible experience. Guardians of the Galaxy would be great with just mopey teenage Groot, okay?
If you want to hear more movie theater history, just let us know.
Because apparently we can do all that. Anyway, that's what I learned at the movies. Vin Diesel's contract only says movies about family.
Must have family involved.
Must have family involved.
I want him to be in the D&D movie.
There's going to be a D&D movie?
Yeah.
About what? How do
probably
you do a
bunch D&D? Of them.
How do you do a D&D movie?
That's... D&D is starting their own movie universe, I'm pretty sure.
That's kind of crazy. That's so much.
I'm pretty sure Jack Black's going to be in the first one.
I could see that.
Probably as a bard.
I could also see that, yes. That makes sense.
It would probably be awesome if that's true.
It would be a kick-ass. I think that would be a very good choice for D&D, or whatever company D&D is. I don't know.
Wizards of the Coast?
Is that what they are, Wizards of the Coast?
What's the company who owns D&D?
So they would be making a movie company?
No. I'm pretty sure they partnered with WB.
WB? Like
Warner Brothers?
Yeah, I was going to say like Looney Tunes, like Space Jam. I want to see them do Looney Tunes, Space Jam, D&D.
Or DC movies.
Oh shit, you're right! I totally forgot!
Jesus Christ.
It's so bad, I'm sorry. That was really bad. Yeah. I just Space Jam and Looney Tunes, that's
you're
all WB
so
does.
You're so loud, Haley. You're so loud on this recording.
I'm so sorry.
On both of them. I don't even know if we need yours. We can just use mine and everyone will hear you.
Anyway.
Like,
oh my god, guys. Anyway. People love it. People must love me. I'm the best.
I don't even notice your likes because I cut most of them out. I'm never going to know because I'm not cutting the talk about the likes out.
That's fine. That's totally cool. Okay. Is that it?
Think so.
All right. I'm Haley.
I'm Mitchell.
Stay for the sting.
Do all those things we told you to do before.
Also that, yes.
Stay for the sting.
Stay for the sting.